Now, having given you the context, look at chapter 35 with me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, see, right here in the context of restoration, here's going to be retribution. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. And I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Here's a prophecy against Mount Seir. Now think with me. Genesis chapter 36, remember? Esau becomes Edom. Edom leaves Canaan, and he goes to Mount Seir. Remember the board? Mount Seir was that mountain range that now is known as the mountains of Edom, the lower third of modern-day Jordan. That's the Mount Seir mountain range. And in the middle, the headquarters of Mount Seir is Petra. And so now God is going to pronounce a judgment. When? In the time when the Jews are coming out of all of the world. In the context. When you're studying the Word of God, what's the context say? You don't take a text out of context. It becomes a pretext. In the context, he's bringing all the Jews back. He's establishing a Jewish state. The chapter 38 of Ezekiel, the nations of the world are going to go against the Jewish people. Chapter 40 to 46, there'll be a temple, Messiah's temple over here. So it's in this context that he's saying, I'm going to destroy a people. Then he gives the first reason, verse 6, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel. When? When they are approaching the time of the coming of the Messiah. Not all along. Oh, they killed them, some of them. But in the end times, that's what Ezekiel 35 is talking about. When the people of Israel are being gathered back into their land. Therefore, they take up the sword by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. When does their iniquity come to an end? Right here at the second coming of Jesus Christ. In that period of time, like, you know, the phrase is used, like drive time. What is drive time? Does that mean 5:27 in the afternoon? No, it means between 4 and 7, that three-hour period, drive time, in that time of the end of their calamity. Verse 6, therefore as I live, saith the Lord God, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Look up here, and look at verse 8. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men, and thy hills, and in thy valleys, and in all thy rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. And I will make thee perpetual desolation. I mean, that's about as permanent as you can be, isn't it? The word perpetual means never ending, in perpetuity. You're going to be desolate. I mean, it's pretty pronounced here what's going to happen. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hey, his character again is at stake. Verse 10, here's another reason. Because thou hast said these two nations, now that's an interesting sidebar, but I don't have time to develop it. There'll be two Jewish nations at the end of time before Christ comes back. Don't have time to develop that. These two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. This is what these people are going to say. The Edomites, the descendants of Esau, the Idumeans. Hey, we're going to possess this land. This land is my land. Who are these Jews here? Why are they on my land? Why are they on that sacred, holy site, the Temple Mount? Get them off of there. Let's take 650 dump trucks and take all of the evidence they've ever been up there off of there. We're going to possess this land. Look at verse 11. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, if God's alive, he's got to do it. As I live, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thy envy, which thou hast used out of the hatred against them. And I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken. They're speaking blasphemy when they speak, look here, against the mountains of Israel, saying what? They are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. When these people say, this land is ours, it's desolate, we're going to take it back. Verse 13, thus with your mouth ye have boasted against me and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus saith the Lord God, when the whole earth rejoice, I will make thee desolate. When they're going to rejoice is at the second coming of Jesus Christ. When are they going to be made desolate? When he comes. When he comes. Verse 15, as thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, see, when you're rejoicing because you took it, so will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it. They shall know that I am the Lord. Go to chapter 36, verse 5, just for a moment. Little bit of information more. Verse 5. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all of their heart and despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. I mean, that is about as hard as you can pronounce a judgment upon a people. Oh, no, maybe it's not. Go to the book of Obadiah. Obadiah,